Coaches, Adam here. We're excited to announce that we have partnered with our friends over at Glacier and Huddle to bring you a special event at the early part of 2024 called our Leadership Summit. Now, what exactly is a Leadership Summit and how does it all work? Let me explain. We've selected, together with Glacier, 10 cities that we will be visiting in the early part of 2024 during the months of January, February, and March, hosting three-hour leadership summits available and open to all coaches of all sports. All you have to do is visit glacierclinics.com and RSVP, just simply so we know you're coming. Find the city that works best for you. Tell all your fellow coaches, tell all those in the school, and make a plan to be out at one of the 10 cities. These leadership summits are going to be transformational. We will spend 3 hours unpacking and unleashing a framework that you can use to elevate your players into the leaders needed to win, and unleashing the secret to creating that transformational culture that we all want. Some new content mixed in with some core foundational teachings of Lead 'Em Up. It's going to be a morning that will change everything for you in 2024. Check out glacierclinics.com. View the list of the 10 cities. Find the one that works best for you. Tell your friends, and we will see you there. Let's go. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. And today we finish and conclude our championship series, a four-part episode series talking about the threads and themes within the championship run. And the inspiration, as I alluded to on previous episodes, that kind of drove this series is as one of my teams that I had a chance to work with here in Maryland this past fall won the state championship. It just got me reflecting on this reality that for 12 straight seasons, fall, winter, and spring, all different sports, volleyball, field hockey, cheer, football, basketball, lacrosse, I recognized that I'd been part of championship runs in all 12 of those seasons. And as I've joked before, and I want to do it again, because I'm not trying to make it look like, you know, brag, oh, Adam, you've been 12 championship seasons. When you work with 6, 7, 8 teams a season, the odds are in your favor, okay? They're in your favor that one of your teams will most likely make a championship run. But it doesn't change the reality that having a chance to go on that journey and that run with them and in helping them in those process, but more importantly, seeing and observing what it was that allowed them to get where they are. And then reflecting on all of these runs to identify what are the four threads, the themes that you see across all four of them. And that was the inspiration of the series. And we're finishing it out with today's episode. If you missed the previous three, absolutely go and check those out. Coaches, if you are listening, I hope you have your players listen as well, because players, you need to hear this because you're part of this as well. Absolutely. You need to bring this to life. You need to understand the threads and the themes that is required to go on those magical championship runs to reach that highest level in your sport where you are. Here's the fourth one, Kyle. The fourth theme is that you better be a team that is connected and genuinely cares for each other. You need to be a team that is connected and genuinely cares for each other. You see, when you are connected, when you care for each other, there's a couple things that begin to change in the DNA of your team. One, your commitment level increases because you truly care about the other people you're with. You don't want to let them down. You don't want to hurt them in any way. So your commitment to the team, your engagement on the team increases. You become all in because you truly, like, these aren't just people you play a sport with. These are like brothers. These are sisters. These are like, man, you love these people and you become committed to the team. And that shows because just your genuine care. In addition, you become extremely selfless in those team environments when you genuinely care. You know, if you're in a football team and let's say you're a running back and you split carries and you know, you were responsible for helping bring the team down the whole field and you carried the lion's share of the workload on that drive. But you know what? Coach went with so-and-so down near the goal line and they got the score. When you genuinely care for that other person, yeah, there's a little tiny speck of you that I wish you would have got the score, but you know what? It doesn't show up. It doesn't interfere. You still find yourself celebrating and hyping that other person and genuinely showing your love for your brother or your teammate in that moment. And you know what? You find yourself when you genuinely care for them and connected, like you celebrate them greater. You just find yourself like just kind of hyping them and celebrating them, which then in turn is helping get more out of them, right? You have a more team first mentality because you are just genuinely all about the team. I tell you, teams that are connected and genuinely care for each other, they reach their full potential. And you see that show up time and time again on these magical championship runs.
Yeah. One of the things that really stood out there is that example you talked about of like someone carrying the lion's share of the workload. They get down there and can they celebrate another teammate? And what popped in my mind as you were sharing that story was this year in the World Series, Tommy Pham, he was an outfielder for the Diamondbacks. And what happened was they were winning in that particular game. They had a 7-1 lead and he gave up an at bat to Jace Peterson in his final at bat. And this was an example of someone being selfless in that moment. And I remember kind of reading about it. And what really stands out about this is Pham could have gotten a record for getting 5 hits in a World Series game. So it could have been all about him. Like he has a chance to break a record to get his names, you know, in there forever in World Series lore. And what does he do? Is he gives up his bat, goes to the manager and says, give it to him. He's never had a bat before. And when he was asked about it afterwards, you know, the manager says, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm 100% sure. And he said, we're boys. I want to do this for him. And it speaks to the locker room, to the level of connection that we have here. So they didn't end up going on and winning the World Series. But like we talked about in a previous episode, if you're playing in the championship series, you're a champion. And when we think about like that level of connection and genuinely caring, that allows role players to give more, to feel more invested, to be more dedicated. Like things like that don't just happen. It has to be fostered. And for us as coaches, we have to be very intentional about that. And it's kind of a cliche, and sometimes it can be a pet peeve. We've talked about this before, but like you don't just get to call yourself, whatever team you are, if you're in sports or if you're in the professional setting, you just can't say we're a family, because sometimes it seems like disingenuous to say that, because people are like, we're not really a family. You're just saying that so you can kind of get more out of me, to pull more out of this. But like when you're people like Tommy Pham, when you give up at bats like that, and as coaches, when we go out of our way to get to know the people more so than the players, and when we can connect the players on a deeper level, and those players then now become brothers and sisters, that's when they give up the glory. That's when they're more likely to serve their teammates. That's when they show a deeper level of care and concern, because that's been intentionally done. It's not just lip service. Like people know and feel the difference. And this is something that has to be intentional, but has to be done early and frequently.
Love that story. Love that story of Tommy Pham. And it's a great, I mean, listen, you're a Tampa Bay fan. Okay, Tampa Bay Bucks. Obviously, when they won the Super Bowl a couple years back, I pulled a couple quotes, 4 quotes from 4 players after their Super Bowl. And I just want to read those and just recognize like the theme in there, okay?
Yeah.
Tom Brady says, we put the work in and the guys just embraced everything that the coaches rolled out. I loved coming to work every day with this group of guys that cared about one another, and it showed. Bruce Arians says, it's about committing to the cause and honest to God, caring for each other. If you don't care about each other, you won't be accountable to each other. This team was really, really close. Mm-hmm. Leonard Fournette, I've never been around a group like this, a group so all in, a group that wants to fight for each other the way we did. It was the difference maker. Devin White, there's no group of guys I'd rather go to war with than these guys. There was a brotherhood and we were ready. I mean, success leaves clues. We've said it before. We'll say it again.
Right.
Championship teams. I mean, look right there. They're basically giving you the answers to the tests. They're saying this is the framework. This is what it needs to look like if you want to go on a magical run. This is the type of environment, the culture, the spirit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that term spirit, because I think about that so much. It's one of those things that you can't really see, but you can feel. And I tell you, there's just a spirit around championship teams that feels different. There is a spirit. And when you look up, you know, spirit, and you dig in deeper to that word, it really connects to the soul, mm-hmm. right? Connects to the soul. And I mean, there's just this feeling deep within the team that like, man, we're here for each other. We love one another. We've got each other's back. We believe in each other. We have fun with one another. There's a joy in our group. There's an energy each day that's brought to practice, that's brought to the preparation. There's this understanding of one another of, hey, we're all in it for the same goal, right? The egos aren't there. No one's above the mission. There's just a spirit in the team that is just different.
And I think with that, everybody feels a part of something special. They feel connected through that common cause and vision, but they understand because everybody's kind of operating on that same wavelength. Like, I don't want to be the one to detract from it. I don't want to be the one to be the distraction or to cause this to go off the rails, because this is something that's special and they can feel. It's like the tangible, intangible. Like, you can't put that on tape. You can't quantify it, but when you're around it, you know it, you feel it. It's contagious.
And it's almost like a healthy obligation. Like, they feel obligated to be that type of person for their teammates.
It's like a parent. Don't you feel that for your kid? Like, you feel obligated to be that way, to show up that way for them. And when you don't, you feel bad about it.
Hey, this is Josh from Chick-fil-A and author of the Adulting 101 book series, and this is today's leadership nugget. You must lead tasks before you can lead people. Too many people are concerned with the leadership title. Success is defined by when they begin to lead others, but each of us leads in a multitude of areas each and every single day. If we effectively lead the responsibilities that we currently have, it creates future opportunities to lead people. Leadership takes all sorts of different forms, and if you haven't started yet, you can begin your leadership journey today. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
You are willing to and lean into those obligations when you care, right? I mean, I think more even beyond parenting, I think about like in marriage, like I'm obligated to behave and like live a certain way for my wife, for my marriage, for it to be healthy, for it to thrive, for it to flourish. There are obligations that I have to honor and live into, but it's not in a burdensome manner because I care. It's what I want. So it's a healthy obligation. It is one that I am freely choosing to live into, to honor, and it's because I'm connected and I care for that individual. That is the same mindset that lives in teams that make these magical runs. There is a healthy obligation where people they are willing and they are openly willing to honor those relationships, to honor their responsibilities, to do what they have to do for the other person because they care about that person. They're connected to that person. And you see it time and time again. I'd say if there's something that Lead 'Em Up is tasked with doing with the teams, it's this dynamic right here, trying to create that spirit within the team. And once again, it's hard. It's what oftentimes in sports is talked about is the intangibles. And, you know, frankly, we believe they're more tangible than it, you know, they're actually more tangible. I think you can actually grasp these things, but it's one of those things, that spirit. Can you create that environment where everybody's in, where everybody's about each other, that everyone's just like, you know, pushing each other, you know, working for each other, where their connection is strong, it is genuine, and the care is there. And when you do, special things can happen.
Yeah, and we've shared it before, but again, it's more than just like the team dinner. Those things certainly help because it gives the environment to have conversations that are away from the sport. It's more than just like maybe we do an annual bowling night or things like that. Those are all part of it, but they can't be the only thing that helps foster that environment. And it always comes down to people. So as coaches, we have to create the environment to where the players understand and feel valued as a person more than the athlete. So we have to have the conversations. We have to ask them, how is their family doing? What's going on outside of basketball, soccer, things like that. We got to know those things. Right. And then we have to give them opportunities to do that as players. And, you know, one of the great things that I think we do through Lead 'Em Up is the six, right? Having a six is an incredible tool to help create that environment where people know that someone's got their back, that someone's looking out for them. And beyond the people that they're already close with on the team, now they've got someone additionally that they're super connected with. And that's why going for gold is such a great exercise, why people love it, because it helps the team create those connections. And, you know, like we say, the stronger those connections are, the stronger the team bond is, the more they fight for one another, and the more that they're going to dig in their heels when the game gets tough.
You know, this is it. I mean, this topic is it. And I love that you brought up, it's not just about the big things, those big moments, the big team dinner and stuff like that. Those are good. It really just plays into the day-to-day. It's about like the genuine day-to-day fostering and creating that environment. There are exercises like the six and the gold mining, which I was going to bring up, you know, that you already did. Those help fuel it. They facilitate it. But it's this daily intentionality of like us, of working on us and fostering that setting there. And when you get the right people and you get the right vision casted, they will lean in and they will go all in, and they will allow this to be one of the four things that we've talked about in this series to be, you know, one of the strengths. And I think when you think about these four topics here in this episode series, all four kind of need to be in place. They all need to be in place. And if all four of them are present within your team, you're putting yourself in position. Nothing guarantees winning a championship. I always say that. Nothing guarantees winning it. But if you don't do it, it almost guarantees that you don't win it. But you got to have all four of these things. But this last one, you've got to have this genuine connection and care for one another. It just shows up. It brings out the best in people. It creates the environment that produces winning. And it's funny, when we get into like verification, Kyle, and we start celebrating players, and we bring up a player, we put them in the spot seat after they get verified, and we go around the room and we celebrate, it can feel like sometimes emotional. Right. Like as everyone's like really opening up and sharing about this. And, you know, frankly, you know, like let's take a football team. It can almost feel like uncomfortable for many of those players to kind of get into that setting where they're all like opening up and like sharing their feelings and like expressing some of those feelings towards their teammate. And almost, and I say this every time. Every time I say, listen, I just want y'all to catch something, man. That was a great 10 minutes just now as we just kind of shared and celebrated each other and just kind of opened up and shared some of our emotions. And I say, guys, I want y'all to be clear on this. I don't want you to think I'm like trying to like soften the team. Cause you know, football, there's a bravado. There's got to be a toughness there, right? Mm-hmm. And once again, this is me just trying to reach the audience here. I'm not trying to like soften the team. But gentlemen, I just want you to know what we just experienced. This is simply just part of what it takes to build a winning team. It's just part of what it takes. We have to show this love and this care. We've got to be able to be vulnerable. We've got to be able to celebrate. We've got to be able to like express our emotions at times. And once again, it's not with the intent of like trying to make us soft and create a therapy session with the team, even though it gets emotional in those moments. Frankly, it's what it takes to build a special team. We've got to have these moments. We have to be willing to like express our care for each other and appreciation and our love for one another. And we've got to show that genuinely that it exists. And in turn, it'll get us fighting for each other greater. It'll get us giving more to this. It'll allow us to have more fun in the process during all of this. Everything will change if we can get to this place.
If you've listened to the past four episodes in this series, at no point did we talk about scheming, X's and O's. Now, here's the thing is everybody is game planning. Everybody has an offensive or defensive philosophy. Everybody is repping that. And coaches, if you want to get to this, here's the challenge. You have to make time in your schedule for this to be present in the program. You have to. Because if you don't, you're leaving it to chance. The great teams and the great coaches, what happens is they recognize that this is just as much an important part of winning as the talent in the scheme. We say that all the time because it's so true. You have the skill and the scheme, but do you have the character and do you have the leadership? And if you haven't read it, go read Phil Jackson's 11 Rings books. And he talks about all of these components, but you know, the triangle that was important. My point is this, is when you're listening to these four episodes on the championship series, these are the things that often get left off the schedule because we don't have time for it. But these are the things that make the difference and allow you to become a champion.
Kyle, well said. Awesome. Listen, what a fun time kind of going through these four episodes here, kind of recording our championship series. Once again, if you missed any of the previous three episodes to learn the other three threads and themes that are found on championship teams, make sure you go and check those out. Please share this with your athletes, share this with your other coaches, these four episodes, so they can just continue to wrestle with these themes. And, you know, once again, this is firsthand observation, anecdotal of experience of going through this 12 straight seasons, right? This isn't just like one and done. I mean, these are themes that continue to show up. And you know what? You could almost say they're answers to the tests. They're the answers to the test. What's it going to take this year? Well, hey, I'll give you the answers. If you're interested in reading them, here they are. Or in this case, listening to them, here they are. Right. But you got to bring it to life. Right. It's easier to say it, but it, you know, it takes work. But to know what you're working towards and what is important, that's going to be essential as you continue to make your run. Hey, appreciate you all tuning in. On behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Until next time, we are out.